Okay, listen here, folks. We've been a little bit busy, and we've had a lot on our schedules, and so, yeah.
Miles trying to say, we're back on schedule.
It's been a few weeks.
It's been a few weeks of us having regular episodes.
A little spotty, but...
A little spotty.
Here we are.
Here we are. We're good. We're back at...
The Debate Show, Mom versus Dad, where I have my parents pick size and debate. This episode is chocolate chip cookies versus peanut butter cookies, and I'm your host, Milo. To start, Mom will be presenting her side, chocolate chip cookies, in 3, 2, 1, now.
In my recipe box is a card that has a watermelon pattern on it, and your grandma's, dad's mom's, handwriting. This may be the only handwritten thing I have from her, although we do have some blankets and scarves she crocheted. On the card is a recipe a lot of people would find familiar, the classic Toll House cookie. Mm. The Toll House chocolate chip cookie is so iconic that generations have been passing it down. It draws a direct line from your grandma to you, since you have also used the recipe to make cookies. And it's not the only version, although it is my go-to, still. Other delicious chocolate chip cookies include chocolate chunk cookies, cookies that also have M&Ms and chocolate chips, and chocolate chip cookies. Some people like walnuts in them. Some people like them soft and some crispy. I personally like them straight out of the freezer in the summer. No matter how you eat them or what recipe you use, chocolate chip cookies are an American standard, and for good reason. They are, I'd argue, the best cookie. No one is ever disappointed when you show up at a party with chocolate chip cookies. This delicious dessert is not just part of our personal history, but also American history. Right here in Massachusetts, a popular establishment called the Toll House Restaurant was owned by a woman named Ruth Wakefield. She put out a cookbook that instructed readers in how to make a cookie that had chocolate chunks in it. This well-received cookie enticed a company called Nestle into making a deal with Ruth. She'd promote using their semi-sweet chips in the confection, and they'd put her recipe on their packets. This partnership is why we refer to this classic recipe as the Nestle Toll House Cookies. Now, perhaps because of his mom's delicious cookies and her lessons to him as a kid, Dad is also fond of making these yummy treats, despite what he's arguing today. They are also his go-to for bringing to an event, and when he was an undergraduate studying chemistry, he'd bring them to the stargazing party the Physical Sciences Club held. Mm-hmm. He claims his cookies are why he was eventually elected vice president. Now he's a successful atmospheric chemist with international credit. Look, Dad's a smart guy, and I'm sure he got the position on merit, but the cookies might have helped. The summary? Chocolate chip cookies are classic, have a deep history, both personal and general, and maybe can further your career.
Time's up! So now Dad will be rebutting Mom's argument in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
Mom's not wrong. I love chocolate chip cookies. But, you know, anything that's so directly branded is something that I'm not a big fan of. Toll House, Nestle, these big giant corporations sucking the soul out of cookies, sucking the soul out of our youth. I don't know. Seems capitalism in its last gasps.
Yikes.
All right. Now Mom will be rebutting Dad's rebuttal in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
I would choose to see Ruth's story as an American success story. Here she was in Massachusetts, fairly local to us. She had an independent restaurant, and she made something so delicious and iconic that a large corporation paid her a good amount of money to promote it. And it was a little bit of like a quid pro quo, which is how you do business. So I don't think that corporations sucked the soul out of our childhood. I don't feel that way.
Time's up. I would also like to point out that Dad was the one vouching for how easy it is to buy candy canes as opposed to making gingerbread men around Christmas.
You've got a good memory for these things. I never remember that stuff.
So now Dad will be presenting his side, peanut butter cookies. Also, I'm hungry.
Good thing you made a cake.
In 3, 2, 1, now.
Peanut butter cookies could be a fairly broad category. There are lots of different cookies featuring peanut butter that I like a lot. Peanut butter balls, peanut butter chip cookies, peanut butter oatmeal cookies, peanut butter blossoms, you know, the ones with the Hershey Kisses in the middle, Nutter Butters. But for the sake of this argument, I'm going to focus on the classic peanut butter cookies, you know, the ones that have the little crisscross fork marks on them. So I love these cookies because they're soft and sweet and simple, and they have an interesting history. Peanut butter cookies evolved over the course of the early 20th century until they reached their modern form in the early 1930s. But what blows my mind when I think about the history is the fact that before about 1890, there was no such thing as peanut butter as we know it. Before I started doing my homework here, I was under the misapprehension that famous peanut evangelist and inventor of gazillions of other uses for the peanut, including shampoo and shaving cream, George Washington Carver, was also the inventor of peanut butter. Turns out I was wrong. And according to the National Peanut Board, the invention of peanut butter, well, modern peanut butter anyways. The Aztecs and Incas both had forms of peanut paste that could count as peanut butter, depending on how you look at things. But anyway, modern peanut butter could either be attributed to Marcellus Gilmore Edson, who in 1884 patented a peanut paste made from roasted peanuts, or to John Harvey Kellogg, you know, the cereal dude, who patented a process for making peanut butter from raw peanuts in 1895. And Kellogg and others initially went on to market peanut butter as the perfect food for toothless old folks who couldn't chew. So anyway, in 1902, Mrs. Rohrer's new cookbook published a recipe for peanut butter wafers that may be the first published peanut butter cookie recipe. These thin cookies differ from modern peanut butter cookies in that they don't use any fat other than from the peanuts themselves. But over the first two decades of the 1900s, the peanut butter cookies eventually evolved to include the addition of butter or shortening, and the crisscross pattern was added in the early 1930s, first published in a version of Schenectady's Gazette in 1932, but popularized in 1933.
Time's up. Hey! Shh! Okay, now Mom will be rebutting Dad's argument in 3, 2, 1, now.
Wow, suddenly capitalism works for you. You're all like, we've got patents, we've got the Kellogg's marketing it. So I guess we can just discount that whole argument against chocolate chip cookies. I mean, just like Dad, I want to acknowledge peanut butter cookies are good. The cookies he's describing, I also make these. I use a cookbook. The Fanny Farmer cookbook's my go-to for basic recipes. It's delicious peanut butter cookies. But if you brought those to a party, somebody might be allergic. You know, somebody might go, where's the chocolate chips in these?
So now Dad will be rebutting Mom's rebuttal in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
So I just wanted to finish up the one thing that I wanted to add to my argument, to point out about these cookies, which was neat. I didn't realize before I read more, but the reason that the fork marks are there is not just to make them pretty, but it also makes the cookies bake more evenly. Otherwise, they won't cook so evenly. I love these cookies, and I love chocolate chip cookies, and so let's have some cookies after we have our cake.
Okay. Time's up. Now I will announce the winner and some things I like from each side. Okay, so from Mom's side, I like her story about Dad's chocolate chip cookies and the story about Dad's grandma's chocolate chip cookies.
Dad's mom,
chocolate chip cookies. And I liked the history of chocolate chip cookies. I thought that was neat. And from Dad's side, I also like the history of that, and I'm going to deduct a point for hypocrisy about capitalism, but I'm going to add on a point just for the fact that he mentioned something called the National Peanut Butter Board.
I mean that, the National Peanut Board, right?
National Peanut Board,
yeah. It is interesting that there's a National Peanut Board.
It's interesting about, like, the whole, how the fork marks do the thing with peanut butter cookies, and, like, how many kinds there are. And I'm trying to think of something else.
My favorite thing about peanut butter was the fact that it was initially marketed for folks who couldn't chew
food. Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, so, in the end, Dad wins!
Yay! Oh, congratulations, Dad.
You misbehaved. You didn't think you were
going to
win.
I didn't think I had that one.
No. So, Dad, is there anything you'd like to thank?
Yes, I would like to thank the membership of the Rhode Island College, what was the club? It was the physical sciences club? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
For appreciating my cookies and...
It'd be wild if one of them listened to this. It would be a real, real coincidence, wouldn't it?
Mom, is there anything you'd like to thank?
Yeah. I'd like to thank Ruth Wakefield for inventing the chocolate chip cookie, and I'd like to thank myself for baking chocolate chip cookies on the reg, and Dad for also baking chocolate chip cookies in the reg, and Milo for baking chocolate chip cookies and chocolate cake. And you're going to make the... Actually, it's funny. The cake Milo's making is a chocolate cake. He made the chocolate cake, and next he's making the peanut butter frosting. So we actually have a little bit of both of these in our upcoming treats in this house. And thanks to Lori for that recipe. Lori is Sarah's mom, and Sarah and Jeff were on this show a couple times.
They talked about goblin sharks and another kind of shark, but I forget what it is.
I'm guessing goblin sharks one?
Yeah.
And juice, right?
And surprisingly, juice won.
All right. Well, good for us. And I'd like to thank all three of us for making this happen this weekend. we've been busy and then straight up forgot last weekend.
Yep, we were just like...
No good excuse. On Monday, I went, oh my God, we didn't do Mom versus Dad.
So, yeah.
Oh, well.
I'd like to thank the National Peanut Board just for existing. I mean, that is pretty amazing
itself.
Do you
think Mr. Peanut's the chair of that board?
My good friend, Mr. Peanut.
Dad's good
is
friend,
the chair,
Mr.
Yes.
Peanut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the National Peanut Board. I mean, that's kind of horrible. That'd be like me presiding over like a human meat board.
Ew. Ew, why would you say that? That's gross.
I mean, that seems like a reason. All right. Yeah. Bye. Oh, wait, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram.
At Mom vs. Dad Pod.
That's MOMVSDADPOD.
That's
all for this
episode.
Bye. Bye.